AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A big day on Wall Street. Stocks making triple-digit gains, fueled by an encouraging jobs report. Diane Swank at Mesirow Financial says that solid jobs report for April did include a sharp downward revision for March.
And that's one of the reasons why the Fed remains so hesitant to pull the trigger too quickly and lift rates. They want to get lift off when they know they can see the whites of the eyes of a more sustainable labor market recovery.
Dow climbed 266 points today. The Nasdaq gained 58, closing back over the 5,000 mark. The Justice Department will launch a civil rights investigation into the practices of the Baltimore Police Department that follows last month's death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. The South Carolina homeowner shot outside his house by a deputy says he should have dropped his gun. Brian Hayward made that statement to investigators when he was being rushed to the hospital. Deputies were responding to the call of a home invasion. A tearful farewell in New York City for a murdered police officer. We get more from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Thousands of uniformed police from all over the country came to a Long Island Catholic church to celebrate the life of Brian Moore, the NYPD officer shot in the head last weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio eulogized Moore as the best of New York City. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said he was a rising star in the department.
We need more like him. To all of you in blue here for him today, we all need to be more like him.
Bratton emotionally gave Moore a posthumous promotion to detective first grade, drawing a sustained ovation. Brian Moore was 25. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. military has increased the threat level at bases across North America, saying that means heightened vigilance, but no specific event triggered it. This is AP Radio News. President Obama, on a West Coast swing, says the U.S. must write the rules of the global economy now while it's in a position of economic strength.
Ahead of a key trade vote in the Senate next week, the president visited the headquarters of Nike, where he urged support for the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement that's being negotiated. He said Nike is promising the deal would mean 10,000 new jobs in the U.S.
and potentially tens of thousands of new jobs along Nike's supply chain here at home. That's what trade can do.
Congressional Democrats and labor unions are among the biggest critics of the deal, fearful it would cost jobs. An AFL-CIO spokesman saying past promises of the benefits of trade deals have failed to pan out. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A school nutrition director in Tennessee has been suspended for serving meat that's 4 to 6 years old. It was pork back in the freezer from 2009. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.